استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم لا تجد فاستغفر بالمغفره والهدايه انه التواب الرحيم وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم واحفظنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله الاول يا الله الاخر يا الله الشاهد يا الله الباطن يا الله حوله وشره من الله تعالى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشفعنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم ياتي لا تكلم نفس الا باذنه فمنهم شقي وسعيد صدق الله العظيم Allah-u Teala sözünde Kur'an-ı Kerim On that day when no one will be able to speak except by the permission of Allah-u Teala it will be decided that who were those who disobeyed Allah and who were those who obeyed Allah Ta'ala and those who revolted against Allah will go to hellfire and those who obeyed Allah Ta'ala will be in paradise. And in a hadith related by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah will create man from a blood clot. Then he will dress him with flesh and bones and veins and nerves. And when he is complete in the mother's womb, he will send an angel who will blow into him his destiny, his actions, his sustenance, the time he will live, and whether he will be in this life a Sayyid who will be obeying Allah Ta'ala or a Shaki who will be revolting against Allah Ta'ala. And those who will obey Allah Ta'ala will be in paradise, and those who would revolt against Allah Ta'ala would be in hell. Now this hadith that we will be either obeying Allah Ta'ala and be good servants, or that we will be sinners and we will revolt against Allah Ta'ala and will end up in hellfire, is decided in the mother's womb. It's a hadith which baffled the audience of Islam from the very beginning, and it baffles many Muslims too. Yet Allah Ta'ala is Ya Adil. He is the most judge. How could? Then whether we would be destined for hell or to paradise will be decided in our mother's womb. Now we are not permitted to talk about destiny. But perhaps it suffices that I will give you something which happened to Hazrat Ali karamallahu veshahu, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes by saying, I am the city of knowledge, said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ali is the gate to it. So one day Hazrat Ali karamallahu veshahu was passing under a wall which is about to crumble, about to fall down. So he hurried, passing under it till the end of it. And a cynic said, Ya Ali, don't you believe in destiny, that Allah decides whether it will fall on you or not? He said, Nay, of course I believe in destiny, except, he said, I take refuge in destiny from destiny. And Hazrat Abdul Qasir Gengani, Qudus Sirrah al-Kattahi, he interpreted this hadith as the mother's womb, as the world. So it will be in the world, it will be decided whether we will be a Sa'id or Shaki. Now the reason that I mention this hadith is not with the intention of talking in destiny, but something which is very, very important for every Muslim, nay, for every human being. Who am I? In a hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says that he who knows himself knows his Lord. So it's an obligation for us to find us who we are. Now it would be ridiculous, it's a short man, and I was trying to dig up something from high, I cannot reach it unless I climb on a chair. But if I am weak, I am trying to lift something which I cannot lift, I need some help. Or I am ignorant, and I think I am a wise man, and I refuse to learn. We have to know who we are. Now, who are we? We are the product of two factors. One is our origin. One is our environment. Now that carpet upon which you are sitting, that is an antique and very valuable carpet, by the way. So it is made, the origin of it, is wool. Now the wool comes from land. Now the land is a very noble animal. Do you know that a pig gives 10 little piglets? A lamb can only give 1 or 2 little lambs. In spite of that, all the time during the history, the population of lamb is over the population of the pig. So then, the material which that carpet upon which you are sitting comes from a noble source. And then the color of it. It comes either from vegetation or minerals. Now vegetation is better than the minerals because the mineral color, they fade. Now it is the water, even after the carpet is made, it's important what kind of water you wash this carpet with. But then the most important thing about this garden is he who designed it and he who wielded it, wove it. Now, this garden here, I found it on a street, thrown away. This carpet is out of silk, very expensive. Some idiot had his dog pee on it, so he threw it away. And I picked it up, and I gave it to be cleaned, and we make our prayers on it. So you see, the environment in which these carpets were, if it was in a bar on which people with muddy shoes would be walking on, or in a mosque where one prays on it without wearing shoes, it will last for hundreds of years and it will get more and more and more valuable. But if it was in a bar with drunkards, will vomit on it and walk with muddy shoes on it, it will be thrown in the street like this carpet would be thrown on the street. We are like this. Everything is like this. What is the origin? Is the origin good? Are our parents, our grandparents good? Now the scientists have discovered we are what we are because of our genes. And our genes come from our parents. Now, if our parents are bandits, we are very liable to become bandits. If our parents were good people, we are liable to become good people. That cannot be helped. So you see, the hadith is correct. That in our mother's womb, to a certain extent, it is decided what we are going to be in accordance to our mother's genes. But once we are out of our mother, if we become a member of ISIS, we will be destined for hell. But if we are here in Jabrahi Mosque, inshallah, we will be destined for paradise. Now it is Juma. We are all honest people and we are good Muslims. But if today amongst us there was a gangster and the police would raid us here to catch that gangster, we are liable to go, all of us, arrested and gone to the police station. So much for the environment in which one lives. No matter what our origins are, imagine a big, strong man with big muscles, you have got some hard job to do in your home, you know, heavy kind of a job. And if that person, big, strong guy, comes easily, does this job so well. Or you get one of those small Hispanic workers who looks weak for the same job, he sweats and he tries and he tries and he does a better job. Which one would you appreciate more? Would you appreciate the big strong guy who did it with his left finger? Or would you appreciate the small guy who really gives a great, great effort and makes a better job than the strong guy? Obviously, we would appreciate the strong guy who did this good job. So if we look at ourselves and we find out through our genes, through our parents' physical influence, that we have a tendency of not wanting to make our prayers, of not wanting to fast during Ramadan, of not wanting to pay our zakat, or of not wanting to behave like a Muslim, that we have more tendency to drink, to eat, and to do harm around ourselves. But with strength of decision and of intention, although it is very hard for us to make our prayers, we do our prayers. Although it is very hard for us to fast during Ramadan, we fast during the Ramadan. Although it's very hard for us to pay our zakat or behave properly, which do you think Allah Ta'ala will like? Now, we think we're all good. We're all from good backgrounds, from good families, good mothers and good fathers. Therefore, we are intelligent, we know all about our religion, we make our prayers 5 times a day, we know all and everything. We are good people. And we fool ourselves. Because then we have really no need to progress, do we? We have no need to learn more, to try more, to be more human, to be more truly a Muslim. I impress on you. Do not fool. Let us not fool ourselves that we are complete. Let us not fool ourselves that we are good, that we are wise, that we are strong, that we are good Muslims, that we will all end up in paradise. Much better to find out that we are what we are. We are weak and miserable and in need, so that we will try to be good human beings and good Muslims. Ya Rabbi, have mercy. Hypocrites that we are, because thinking that we are other than what we truly are. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us.
Amen.
For the sake of the ayat in which you say that you have created man and jinn so that they serve in your name, so that they know you. Ya Rabbi, help us to know ourselves.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, for the sake of the hadith you could see in which you say, he who knows himself knows his Lord. Ya Rabbi, help us to know ourselves.
Amen. We didn't know how to walk or how to talk
You taught us how to walk and how to talk. And you have given us two servants all through our lives who have served us, our mothers and fathers. And before even we realized what we need, Ya Rab, you knew what we needed and you gave it to us before we asked for it, and much more than what we needed. All through our lives, such gifts, such favors, which we do not deserve, that we cannot possibly count. But Ya Rab, the greatest gift to us, you have given to us, is our iman, is our faith. The greatest gift which you have given to us is your beloved Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa, our example, our teacher. Ya Rab, for all those gifts, all through our lives, we have been thankless. And we wanted more and more and more. And you gave us more and more and more, yet we still did not thank you. Ya Rab, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Keep us thankfulness.
Amen.
And count us amongst your thankful servants.
Amen.
And Ya Rab, sometimes you test us. You test us if we are obedient to you. You test us if we love you. You test us with little hunger, with little sickness, little poverty, little pain taking away from us things which we think is ours. Yet all and everything belongs to you. You test us to see if we are patient. And you praise patience. You say patience is the door to paradise. Patience is the cause of victory and success. And Ya Rab, we never show patience. On the contrary, we woe to us, complain about you to our friends, to our wives, to our lawyers, to our dentists. O Lord, have mercy on us. Ya Rab, we teach us patience.
Amen.
And count us amongst your patient servants.
Amen.
Ya Wahid, Ya Had, you say, hold on to the rope of Islam and do not separate yourselves from each other. Your beloved Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, all Muslims are brothers, and all Muslims is but one single nation. And he says that all Muslims are like one single body. If the finger aches, the whole body aches. And he also says, if we do not love each other for your sake, our faith is incomplete. Ya Rab, look at us. 1.5 billion of us, like the broken mirror in 1,000 pieces. We don't love each other. We don't fall down to each other. We don't help each other. On the contrary, we kill each other. Ya Rab, have mercy on us. Forgive our sins. For once we were together. And when we were together, we were beautiful. And we were wise. And we were strong. And everybody loved us and respected us and even copied us. Ya Rab, bring back unity to the Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Ya Rab, bring back the feeling of love that we feel each other for your sake.
Amen.
Ya Rab, bring back the beauty and the wisdom and the strength back to Islam.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد المعتز بالملوات فساك بلا سران فكرر الجدان فسكر الكردان فبرك بالروحات والارواح في بيته من التعبيرات والسلام فبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا
وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الأنبياء والمرسلين والأنبياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكته والمقربين وعلى بشاعتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات والأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله.